and she shall live. And Jesus will with him. So number one, and I want you to get this. If Jesus says he's coming, then no matter what delays occur, rest assured that he'll be there. If Jesus says he's coming, then no matter what delays occur, rest assured that he'll be there. There are times when we're praying to God to do something. Whatever it is we're praying for is very important to us, and we want results now. We want the situation taken care of ASAP, as soon as possible. We want him to resolve our problems right now. But we often forget about the only individuals that are going through something. And it's a trick of the enemy to cause you to feel like you're the only one facing hardship. Some people feel like they're the only ones going through anything. They feel like they're the only one sick, or they're the only one that's broke. They're the only one whose marriage is in trouble, or children are in trouble, or that are facing extreme deals. The truth is, you're not the only one going through. So Jairus comes to Jesus and asks Jesus to come and see about his comatose daughter. Jesus says, okay. But in the meanwhile, right in the middle of Jesus en route to Jairus' house, another woman comes to Jesus with her issues. In the midst of Jesus going to see about Jairus' situation, Jesus stops to address this woman's issues. Before we go on, I need for you to understand just why this lady was able to get the attention of Jesus. See, some of you are waiting on Jesus to come and touch you, but this lady said she is not. She did not have time to wait. She didn't have time to waste. So instead of sitting here waiting on Jesus to come and touch me, she says, I'm going to take the initiative to go and touch him. She didn't come to church with her arms folded and face frowned up talking about, y'all move me. She came to church determined to move God, because she understood that if she could just move God, then God would move for her. She understood that if she could touch God, then God would touch her. She made up in her mind that Jesus didn't have to come to her. She was going to him. Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house, but this woman comes with her issues and gets them resolved. The Bible also lets us know that there were many other people there who were trying to get their issues resolved. They were thronging or crowding him. Let me say this. It can be discouraging when you see everybody else getting blessed and you've been praying and seeking God without results. It's not that you're hating on them. It's that you've been praying too. You've been fasting too. You've been tithing and sowing too. You've gone to the extreme with your praise, and you're saying, Lord, when will it be my turn? I'm glad that you're doing it for Sister Blackjack, but Lord, when is it my turn? I'm glad that you're doing it for Brother Jones, but Lord, when is it going to be my turn? You look around and everybody's being blessed, it seems, but you. Everybody's getting a new car but you. Everybody's getting a new house but you. Everybody's being promoted but you. It seems like everybody has these testimonies of financial blessings and reports of healing but you. To make matters worse, this man went to Jesus first, and Jesus said that he was coming to the man's house. So I can imagine Jairus standing there looking at his wife saying, Jesus, listen, my daughter's at the point of death. I'm glad you're doing your thing, but my rent is due tomorrow. I'm glad you blessed her with a new car, but my car is not working right now. I believe, and this is my opinion, that Jesus wanted to let us know that it may seem like nothing's happening, but while you're waiting on the Lord to come through, he's actually waiting to see what you're going to do while you're waiting. I believe that Jesus wanted to see what Jairus was going to do while he was waiting. Some of us refuse to help other people until everything's going good for us. There are some folk you can't go to when you want someone to agree with you, because they're not going to pray sincerely for you. I'm telling you, look, if you're praying for a house, make sure you can go to a person who really believes it and can agree with you that you're going to get it. When you learn, listen to me. When you learn how to help others get through their issues, you will see your issues resolved. Learn how to pray other people through even when you're going through. Learn how to rejoice with other people's testimonies even when you're facing a similar situation with no results. The other reason I believe Jesus was waiting as long as he did was because of what verse 35 says. I want you to listen to what verse 35 says. While he spake, there came a ruler from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Jesus wanted to wait until enough time had expired before he did what he did. Listen, God wants to make sure you understand that you're not going to get the glory out of this story. He wants to make sure that everybody around you knows who deserves the credit. And he's going to wait until there's no argument about it. He's going to wait until there's no debate about it. So God will wait until the constable is at your door waiting to put your stuff out and make a way. He'll wait until all the doctors say that you have one day to live, and then he'll you. He'll wait until you can do nothing about your situation and then say, okay, now I can move, because if I had moved when you wanted me to, then you wouldn't have testified right. If I had made them approve the application when you wanted it done, you would have forgotten who did it. If I had worked it out when you wanted it worked out, you would have bragged on how you did it. But God waits until it seems like your situation is dead, and then he moves. He waits until your issue can't get any more, can't get no more worse, and then he comes in. He waits until your problem is crushing you, and then he comes and lifts the weight. Hallelujah. Let me point to, direct your attention to verse 39. And when he was come in, Jesus said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Damsel is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. Number two, cast out everyone. Cast everybody who doesn't believe your miracle is going to occur out of your presence. Cast everyone who does not believe your miracle is going to occur out of your presence. Please realize that Jesus never sees our situations like we do. When we see, where we see finality, God sees opportunity. Where we see a setback, God sees a comeback. Where we see failure, God sees recovery. That's the reason why you can't look at your situation through natural eyes. The way you see adversity affects your level of faith. The way you perceive problems will determine how you go through them. The way you view life will determine the way you live. We have made wrong associations, and it's based on the way we look at things. Many of us go outside and we look at the weather and determine whether or not it's going to be bad or good. If it's raining, we call that bad weather. If it's sunny, we call it beautiful weather. For some people, their attitudes coincide with how they view the weather. So during rainy days, they're glum and mope about. During the sunny days, they're chipper and cheerful. But understand that all weather is good weather when you understand its purpose. That type of understanding only comes to people who have learned how to switch the way they view things. If it's sunny all the time, then things dry up. If it's sunny all the time, then nothing grows but weeds and cactus. If it's sunny all the time, then the places of refreshing wither away. So since I'm a giver, I understand that the way that my seed grows is through rain. That means that all storms are not from the devil. Let me say that again. All storms are not from the enemy. Some storms come in my life so that I can grow. Some storms come into my life so that I can be stronger. Some storms come in my life so that I can be more patient. We have to learn to view things as God sees them. Jesus said that this little girl was asleep. The reason why the people laughed was because all they could see was a dead situation. All they could see was the end. All they could see was the end. I told you the last time I shared that to stop letting your reality define your faith, and let your faith defy your reality. Let the people around you know that what you see in front of you is not the end of my story. So go ahead and laugh when I say I'm a millionaire. Go ahead and laugh when I say I see my ministry jam-packed. Go ahead and laugh when I say I see me owning a Fortune 500 company. Go ahead and laugh at me when you say, when I say that my business is going to boom and I'm going to be promoted and I'll live in the house of my dreams and the car that I desire. The only reason you're laughing is because you don't see what I see. And it's cool. I'm not mad at you. I understand that the reason you're laughing at me is because of the dead things in your life. You see everything in your life as dead, so I understand that you can't see mine as resurrectable. But when they laugh too much, do like Jesus did. Put them out. Don't let people who don't believe in your dream around your dream. Don't let people who don't believe in your vision hang around your vision, because all they're going to do is aggravate you. Please stop trying to keep people around you who don't believe in you. It's okay if you don't believe in me, but don't get mad when I put you out of my life. Some people didn't make it through this past year. With me, at least, I had to put some people out of my life. They didn't believe that my ministry could go, be gone. They didn't believe that I could get in my house, be gone. They didn't believe that I could attain the prosperity I'm praying for, be gone. If you're not going to believe God with me, then you got to go. You got to go. Verse 42, and that's our close. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Number three, this is my last point. Don't be surprised when God does what he said he'd do. Don't be surprised when God does what he said he'd do. I need for you to get this in your spirit. What God says he's going to do, he will do it. I know that some of you have been waiting a long time for God to come through. I know that for some of you it seems like everybody's issues are being resolved but yours. I know that it's hard to wait when you want to be blessed right now. I know that it's hard to keep still when you want to make moves right now. I know that it's hard not to be jealous when others are being blessed right in front of your face. But always remember, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. But here's the thing about that saying, God's time and our time are not the same. Our time is right now. God's time is when you're ready for it. Our time is immediately. God's time is eventually. Our time is instantaneous. God's time is when you go through the process. Our time is come without delay. God's time is in due season if you don't faint. It doesn't matter how many people are being blessed. It doesn't matter how many people are being prospered around you, how many folk are being healed and elevated around you. If God said he'd do it for you and you believe it, that settles it. If God says he'll work it out, then don't sit there trying to figure it out. If God said he'd do it for you, then start acting like it's already done. If God said he'd heal your body, you might as well get healed, get ready for it. If God said he's going to bless your life, you might as well get ready for it. And once it happens, start rejoicing. Don't be surprised. Don't be astonished, but start praising. In fact, if you start praising God right now, you'll interrupt him from going to see somebody else, and you'll get your issue resolved. I want to close with a testimony. As Pastor P.K. said, there's so much that God has been doing in my life. I've been through many seasons, that's all of us, of trials and tribulations, and we've been through many storms and the moments of transition in our ministry, especially for the past, I guess about a year and a half ago, we went through a major transition in my church, and people had left us for dead, it seemed. We went from 500 members, 500 members ministry, all the way down to seeing about 13. And it wasn't because of a scandal. It wasn't because things were going to just, folk just did what they did. But the Lord told me to continue in my assignment. We were renting a hall, and we had to move out of that hall to go to another hall, a bingo-like hall, where they have so much stuff. And these people dogged us out. We had been believing God for a building, but I felt the Lord say, just be cool. Don't worry about it. While this time is going on, while we're dealing with our situations, other ministries around me were getting blessed. They were building churches. They were opening up new facilities. And I said, Lord, I can't wait for my turn. Well, I was scheduled to be in Colorado Springs during the Mardi Gras time, and my family and I were going to go out and chill with Dr. PK and Dr. Elijah Roberts, and we were going to have a great time. Well, I got sick, and a member passed, and just a lot of things happened that were just hindering. It was hindering our progress of trying to get out there. But I didn't know that what the enemy was using to frustrate me, God was going to use to position me for his blessing. And long story short, I won't even go through the entire thing. All I know is that the reason why I could not go out there was because God wanted me to be in position to receive the blessing that he had for Kingdom Builder Family Worship Center. I want to stand here before you all today in the New Orleans International Airport to let you know that we, in a matter of a few days, went from renting out a hall where we had to set up and break down. We had to deal with all kind of foolishness. These folk weren't treating us right and so forth and so on, to owning a $1.6 million facility. To God be the glory. It's not something I can take credit for. It's not something I can get any glory from. It's all God, and I bless him for it. I want you to know, though, this is what the Lord shared with me about my ministry. He says, listen, just like I did it for this church, this is a season of miracles for the saints of God. And if you would go out, you're going to have sweatless victory. I say, Lord, what is sweatless victory? He said, it's going to be the same situations that you've been dealing with, but I'm going to bring you through it faster. I'm going to bring you through it without the sweat and the stress, because you've already sweated and you've already dealt with it. You've already been praying. You've already been praising. You've consistently tithed. You've consistently sown. Even when you could not get a building on your own, you were sowing it to other people's ministries. And he said, and that's for many of you on the phone listening to me right now, God said it's going to be a season of miracles in your life. This is going to be a wonderful time for you. Dr. PK, come on this phone. It's about to get crazy in the airport if you don't come get this call right now. Come on, come on, come on, because I feel
God is doing something mighty.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. These people looking at me, they looking at me walking like, what is wrong with him? I'm just walking into my miracle. I'm believing God that this is just the beginning of a season of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Man, I'm telling you the truth. This is a season of miracles. I wrap my arms around that. It is just absolutely awesome, awesome to hear this word this morning. I am excited. Do you hear me? I can see you walking and talking in that airport this morning, preaching and going on.
No, victory walk.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you. I thank God and I just praise God for you this morning and praise God for what he has already done. When you called and told me about the acquisition of the property and of the church, I tell you, it was like we had just gotten the church and gotten our breakthrough. I understand better when the word of God says we overcome by the words of testimony. And I just thank you so, so very much for how you just bless us with the word. And this morning's word was such a blessing, such a blessing. And we can hear it over and over again as we go to www.themastersmorningcall and just the .wordpress and listen to this, because this word will help build you up, because many of us have been just going through. We have been in a season of going through. Thank you that we are now in a season of breakthrough and miracles. Thank you so much for the word. Be safe on the plane. We are going to, before you leave, we want you to go on and give your shout out, birthday shout out to Dr. J, and then we're going to have Amber to come and pray.
Dr. J, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Mighty woman of God, we bless the Lord for your ministry, for your life, for your devotion to your husband, and for your ministry and what God is doing through you. You're a great example to men and women everywhere. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it, sweetie. God bless you. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day.
God bless you. You be safe, and we'll talk to you when you land, okay? At this
Thank
time,
you.
Amber, if you would come and give us our prayer, I tell you, just absolutely awesome.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's like fire in my belly, God. Praise God for the man of God. And it's not over. You have not seen nothing yet, Pastor Chuck. Thank God for that word. So, Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the man of God that brought forth your rhema word, Father God, straight from the throne room of heaven. And so, God, we pray for his traveling grace and mercy, and that you continue to download upon him, God, double portion of your anointing, apostolic and prophetically, and shift the atmosphere, Father God, to be conducive to the things that you have called him even before the foundations of the world. So, God, he has not seen nothing yet as you placed it in my heart and in my spirit. Miracles after miracles after miracles, suddenly and right now season for him. God, we bless him. Now we cover him in the blood, cover the plane and his traveling graces, Father God. We open the portals from one state to another, Father God, as he travels, and be used by you for your glory and your glory only. We bind the hand of the enemy, come against the airwaves and every diabolical assignment, Father God, that may try to come against him. God, we cancel and veto, Father God, anything of the enemy. We come against the principalities of the air and anything anything else, Father God, that tries to come against this man of God, because he stands in the apostolic anointing. And so, God, we bless him for that. And, God, we are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth, and the angels are ascending and descending according to your word. God, whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound or loose in heaven. So, God, revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, revelation, relationship, finances, and resources are whatever has been demonically blocked for each and every one of us on this phone has to be loose in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the woman of God. That's her birthday today. Years ago, the enemy said she would not get to this place. But, Father God, such a time as this, she has been set apostolically, Father God, to declare your works and your glory. So, God, I thank you that she has long life, Father God. And when she says, my work is finished, that's when she will go home. God, I thank you for this call, this master call, the people of God, Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa, shift the things, Father God, that I've been praying for them for. God, these women of God have been faithful, not only to the master call, but to your call. And God, I thank you for the miracles, signs, and wonders that's about to immediately happen in their lives, God. God, I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name by the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, let everything be established. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus.
Glory to God. God of mercy, we about to have church up in here today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need Tiffany, if you could sing a song, man. We are going up to that third heaven realm. But I tell you, good Lord, this is a powerful, powerful call this morning. The anointing of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Sister Amber, for that call, for that prayer, and for just calling out to the Lord for us. And, oh, man, I feel good down to my sanctified toenails right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Dr. J, we just want to, for a few moments, just a few moments, to say to you that we love you. And you and your husband are so special to us, and we just want to open the lines and say happy birthday to you. We're going to start out with Pastor Vanessa, and then we are going to allow people to just give you, don't give a message, you all, just a good, sweet shout-out to a woman of God who is more than deserving of what we can do this morning on this call. Pastor Vanessa, you are on for the first shout-out.
Dr. J, we just want to send the blessings of God and just speak the favor of God on your life. I decree and declare the thousandfold return, not just today, but throughout your life. For truly, you're a blessing in my life and to this call and to the body of Christ. Have an awesome day. Love you so much.
Ms. Preston, I know that if I don't let you come next, you're going to knock somebody else off the line. So come on.
To star 6 your line.
Open up the line, so I know we're going to get some background stuff, but this is the way birthday
Letter
party.
Star 6 your line. Just star 6 your line.
Is it open?
Yeah,
okay.
You're on. Marie, you're on. Just go on. And she muted herself.
Hello?
You're on.
Am I on? Oh, okay. Good morning. I said, Dr. J, happy birthday to you. We're asking God to open up the windows of heaven today, pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. We want you to go out there and have all that you desire today on your birthday, you and your family. We love you, honey. Thank God for you coming into our life. Amen. And thank you. Go out and do it, girlfriend.
Thank you, thank you. I think that what we want to do is open up Dr. J's line so that she can say thank you back to people as they are saying, giving shout-outs.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm sorry, she's on.
The star, all you do is star 6 your line and say your happy birthday wish, and we are going to close it out here in just a few minutes. Who else?
Can you hear me? This is Gail. Dr.
Yes.
J, I just want to say happy birthday to you. When I first met you, my heart just absolutely leaped because you're such a phenomenal woman, and you are truly a gift from God to not only me, but just countless others, and I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dr. J, this is Candy in Chicago, and I just want to give a shout-out to you and say happy, happy, happy birthday. When we talked on the phone, you were so gracious with giving information and inviting me up there. And although I haven't been able to get up there yet, I certainly look forward to doing so. So you go out and have just a wonderful, wonderful day, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Dr. J, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Kathy Washington in Atlanta. I just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. Thank God for who you are and the impact that you have made, not only on this call, but I believe a footprint into the lives of so many of us that are here. And I can certainly speak on my in my particular case and how the Lord has just used you in my life. And I just want to thank God for you. And I wish you so many, many more birthdays. And the blessings of the Lord just overtake you, and enjoy your day. We love
you
so much.
Thank you.
Dr. J, this is Willa from Chicago. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
May God richly bless you as you continue to do his will. May he bless your going out and your coming in today and forever. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Dr. J, I had to come on down, but you know, I got two other mamas over here, and you're my third one, and I thank God for you, woman of God. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Amber. We love you.
Happy, happy birthday. Thank you so much for all that you have done, for your prayers, your concern, and for loving me. I love you so much, so you have many, many birthdays. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Amen. Dr. J, this is Robin. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Many, many, many more to come. Victorious woman of God. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday,
birthday
to you. Happy birthday,
birthday
to you. Happy birthday,
birthday.
Dr. J. Happy birthday to you. Today we celebrate you, Dr. J. We love you. God loves you best. But I thank you that he allowed you to be a part of my life and to be a part of the Master Morning Call. I thank you for the transitioning that you have been a part of in my life. I thank you for the words you have spoken into my life. I thank you for the words that you have spoken into others' lives. I thank you for each life that you have touched, and I pray that God will continue to bless you abundantly. I pray that all your needs he will continue to meet, and I pray that you will continue to be the phenomenal woman that you are, and I'll see you at the top as platinum president and artist setting a new trend. God bless you, and I love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we are coming to the end. We, Lord have mercy. Ooh, it's like it's my birthday. What I would like to say is too long to be said over this phone, but I'm just going to read you a scripture and know that I love you. Know that I absolutely love you. For he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service, because that's what you do. And they shall bear you up on their hands so that you won't dash your foot against a stone. So get ready to soar. Woman of God, you have gone places and done great things, but you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Happy birthday. God bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you being on this call this morning. absolutely awesome, dynamic call. This is a season of miracles. Walk in it, embrace it, and have a super fantastic day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I was going to say she forgot. Go on, Dr. J. If you want to say something on your birthday.
It's my birthday. Can I say something?
Yes, you can on your awesome 56. Go, girl.
I didn't know that you were able to say a word. I was just trying to hold you.
I just want to honor the Lord for each and every one of you as part of my life. I honor the Lord for your love, your care. And this morning, I just say I bless the Lord at all times. And this morning, as always, his praise is in my mouth. And my soul makes a boast in him. And I just honor the Lord for my artist family. I honor the Lord for each and every one of you. And I am just so grateful to be a part of your life and that you are such a special part of my life. And I am in chapter 56 this morning. And I am just so grateful for life and that more abundantly. And I am so thankful that the Lord has allowed me to meet each and every one of you through this call. And I honor him for all he is doing and all he has already done. And so I again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for honoring me. Thank you so much for the God that is in each and every one of you. And I just bless the Lord. And I'm going to have some ice cream cake and everything that I thought. But I'm going to do it all tomorrow morning. God bless you. We love you dearly. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. Love you, Dr. PK. We love you so dearly. God bless you all.
Love you too, buddy. Well, I think we've said everything, and we appreciate all of y'all being on the line, and as it already been said, you have an awesome birthday today. And for each and every one of you on our master's call today, go out and submit and embrace the call of the master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.